This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
I'm Dr. Mark Safran, a captain with the U.S. Public Health Service and a senior medical officer at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, many Americans who have been or will be deployed receive care from civilian clinicians who may not know of their military or other international service. Deployment status is an important component to include in a clinical history because there are a range of potential health issues that may be related to deployment. Examples include behavioral health issues like PTSD or depression, traumatic brain injury, other types of injuries, and infectious diseases. During deployment, there may also be toxic exposures, nutritional changes, medication side effects, and other medical problems. All of these are examples of issues that clinicians might not consider if they didn't know deployment had been or was about to be a part of their patient's life. Apart from these direct effects on a service member's health, there may also be child and family issues as a result of deployment. So please, as a routine part of the clinical history that you collect from your patients, consider asking if there is a history or likelihood of deployment. To listen to a teleconference on some of the psychological and family issues related to deployment, visit the COCA website at emergency.cdc.gov/COCA/call-info. Thank you.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.